WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last month's successful move of the state's 7-on-7 football tournament to Veterans Park has led to bringing the event back next year. Kendra Fye of the Convention and Visitors Bureau says part of the credit goes to the College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
College Station Parks and Recreation Department in was completely flawless. I mean, they run events all the time as well, and they're unbelievable at what they do. So, you know, bringing them in and getting them involved and all being on the same page, it was just the perfect storm, just lined up perfectly for us.
Fry also applauded everyone who provided hospitality services to more than 2,500 participants and more than 13,000 visitors, generating an estimated economic impact of around $1 million. Oil and gas production in the Brazos Valley isn't going away anytime soon. That was among the statements made during a panel discussion hosted by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Five men involved in the industry spoke to more than 300 attending the Economic Outlook briefing. Lynn Legate, who works with 9 trade organizations through a statewide oil and gas initiative, pointed out how hydraulic fracking and horizontal drilling has increased production from here on south through the Eagleford Shale.
6 years ago, it was producing less than 1,000 barrels of oil a day. Today, that's approaching 1.5 million a day today. Down in Three Rivers, Texas, there's a Valero refinery that 3-4 years ago was refining 95% foreign-sourced oil, West Africa, Caribbean, Middle East. Today, 95% of the oil they refine comes from South Texas.
Legate says the United States is importing the least amount of oil from OPEC countries since 1991. A Navasota man accused of murdering his wife is in and out of jail. Kelly Armstrong surrendered at noon Wednesday and was released in less than 2 hours after posting a $150,000 bond. A news release from Grimes County District Attorney Tuck McClain states an autopsy confirmed Autumn Armstrong died of a gunshot wound to her right thigh. One shot was fired and a firearm was found on the bed next to the victim. McClain says Kelly Armstrong called 911 early Monday morning to report his wife had been shot. The couple's teenage son was also in the home. Kelly Armstrong was arrested on a charge of first-degree murder. A Bryan man placed last week on the Department of Public Safety's 10 Most Wanted Sex Offender list has been found. 28-year-old Ezekiel Harris was caught in Ennis, south of Dallas, the day after he was added to the list. Harris, who was convicted 10 years ago for the sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl in Brenham, had not been seen since April 2013. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is among those issuing reminders to reduce the mosquito population.
Standing water at your house in a tire or bird bath, knock it out.
College Station crews will be fogging areas where mosquitoes have tested positive for the West Nile virus. College Station residents are also invited to buy mosquito dunks, which are placed in water to kill larvae before they hatch. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For the time being, our chances for seeing any precipitation have diminished to about nothing. We'll have sunshine across the area today, highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow, we're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, those will be 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday's going to be sunny. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are probably going to reach 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Dang, he was pretty emphatic about that, wasn't he?
Funereal almost. Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a look at sports here in just a little bit. Fighting Texas Aggie football, 7 days away from kickoff against South Carolina. Yesterday was media day. We'll get you caught up there. Just kind of an interesting aside. A&M Athletics and Learfield Sports, DeSierron, That's Spanish for said. They're doing a Spanish network in several different locations. We'll get you caught up there. Major League Baseball as well, Little League World Series. And if you know who Harvey Updike is, he's got an interesting story about Toomer's Corners and what he's going to do to help out Alabama.
Toomer's?
Isn't that it?
I don't know. A tumor's a growth. Is that what we're talking about?
No, it's Toomer's Corner. It's where they it's where they throw.
Oh, okay.
Oh. He's the one that poisoned the oak trees in Auburn, and he's a crazy Alabama fan. Yeah. And he's doing a thing for charity for the Alabama team in Mobile.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we were talking about, you know, removing growths or something. Okay. Today's amazing fact, I'll give you two.
Two?
A rat can last longer without water than a camel.
Really?
Yeah. And your stomach has to reproduce a new layer of mucus every 2 weeks or it would digest itself. Ew. Think about that. Just saying. Okay.
Once you get up this morning, you go, oh, I'm bored. I'm going to...
Yeah, let me find a couple of things there. So, again, we are continuing with this, overabundance of strange stories coming out of China. Maybe they're trying to be just like us, but we're finding out they're really not. They do different things over there. On Saturday, a guy in China popped a question using his favorite food. The 28-year-old proposed to his girlfriend with hot dogs. The two met each other, you see, inside a bakery that sold hot dogs. Didn't know bakeries.
I was going to say, that's not a bakery, then that's a meat market.
Again, it's China. They do things differently over there. The guy spelled out the word love with hot dogs. And I'm thinking if he did it in Chinese, you know, that's probably a pretty intricate thing. You know, it probably would take 28 of those. Anyway, all of them tucked in buns. And framed the word with more hot dogs. Although he used 1,001 dogs to pop the question, why the 1,001 dogs? Well, it turns out that they represent the 1,001 days that the two had known each other.
Aww. I bet they weren't even all beef.
That's the problem I couldn't get by. You know what they are in America. Can you imagine what they are in China?
It's actually one character, and it doesn't look like it's that hard to do.
Information.
Now, I'm talking about what's in the hot dog, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it wasn't that hard to make the symbol out of a hot dog.
I'm concerned about what's in the hot dog. Okay?
What is polysorbate and mandarin?
Oh, no. I'm saying there's not a living creature within 100 yards of this.
I was going to say, what's Rover in mandarin?
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
All right, let's go. It's August the 21st, 2014, day 233. Got 132 of them left.
It's Senior Citizens Day, so get off my lawn.
Okay. And it's Poets Day. Didn't we do like Poetry Week last week or Poetry Day?
One day last poem. Week?
All right. Yeah, exactly. I can't think of any that we go into. Let's do some birthdays.
We're just going to skip right over that one.
May as well.
Maxim Knight is 15 years old in Falling Skies.
Of course.
TNT's Falling Skies.
Yeah.
Hedden Pelletieri is 25. She was the cheerleader in the Heroes, and now she's in Nashville. Usain Bolt, fastest human on the planet, is 26. Brody Jenner is 31 years old.
You know, who is the son of the... once fastest man, kind of.
No.
Well,
greatest athlete.
That's right. You know, one of those. Yeah. And now, no telling what.
No. The most plastic surgery guy after Kenny Rogers.
On some level, yeah, so strange.
Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, 33 years old. Those are the guys that sued Mark Zuckerberg for like $64 kajillion in one, and they're still bitter.
Sure.
Amy Fisher is now 40 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Carrie Ann Moss, 47. She played Trinity in the Matrix movies, which I know you've seen. Early onset of dementia, which is very sad, but Jim McMahon is already suffering from that. He's 55. Kim Cattrall is 58 from Sex and the City and several bad movies in the 80s. Jackie Del Shannon, Deshannon is Shannon. Said, yeah, sorry. What the world needs now. He's 70.
She.
What the world
she.
Needs. She. Did I say he?
You did.
No, I'm sorry. I know better than that.
So does she.
Anyway.
And Kenny Rogers.
The aforementioned.
Parts of him, anyway.
Yeah.
Are 76 years old.
Oh. Archie Griffin, the only guy to win two of those. He's got bookend Heismans.
Yes, he does.
He's 55 years old. Did you say Steve Case?
No, I did not. I didn't have that one.
Remember AOL? Remember that? Remember AOL? Yeah. Anyway, he's only 56. That's kind of interesting.
You've got mail.
Yeah, that's the one. Clarence Williams III, Mod Squad, 75 years old today. And we don't talk about people who die very often, but Will Chamberlain would have been 78. One of the interesting stories about Will Chamberlain is prior to his first year at the University of Kansas, he was a bellhop at a Borscht Belt hotel up in the Catskills. And what happened was Red Auerbach got the idea of having an all-star basketball game up there. And they made a movie about it.
Yep.
It was called Wilt Chamberlain Borscht Belt Bellhop. And, you know, he had like three suitcases under each arm that he could carry. And they had him like passing them up to the second story of the hotel. It was really, really pretty interesting visuals, but he remained friends with the people who owned that hotel for as long as they were alive.
No kidding.
He would go visit them every year.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. And again...
And especially after the not-so-flattering stories that were told later in his life.
Yeah, well, a great athlete. I mean,
incredible athlete.
Did professional volleyball, is that right, after he finished his basketball?
And I want to say in high school or college, he was an extremely gifted track athlete.
Yeah,
ran the hurdles and high jump, obviously, stuff like that.
Absolutely. So there you go. All right, that's it, 619.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to new polling from the Washington Post, ABC News, a majority of the American people, 54%, agree with the president's decision to launch airstrikes in Iraq. Now, the decision to arm the Kurds in the north, well, that was not quite as popular, only gaining a plurality of support from the American people, 49%. But overall, the issue of ISIS in Iraq, Americans on both sides of the aisle, well, they seem to agree that we've got to do something to stop them. This is a brutal, evil, sadistic, savage group, and seemingly unwilling to compromise on anything short of spreading their radical Islamic caliphate. These barbaric militants have now beheaded an American journalist by the name of James Foley, and are now threatening another journalist will be next. So as the threat of ISIS continues to rise, Mr. President, what are you going to do about it?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This summer, stay cool and save money with Fujitsu. Fujitsu's energy-efficient ductless air conditioning system lets you customize up to 8 different temperature zones throughout your home, all by remote control. Now, the systems are clean and quiet, installation is quick and easy, and you can save up to 30% on your utility bill while you stay more comfortable in your home. Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. So find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and click on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-226-2040. That's 800-226-2040. Call 800-226-2040.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
Here.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 622. If you were with us earlier this week, and if you weren't, then you need a note from your doctor. You remember the story about the lady who got the Mogan David wine and snuck into the jail, you know, got arrested so she could be next to her boyfriend. I believe that was a Texas story, as a matter of fact. Well, comes now the story of a guy who's an ex-con, was detained for filing a false police report in an attempt to get sent back to jail so he could see his buddy who was still in detention.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Ain't that sweet?
Guess where this happened?
I'm going to say in Florida.
China. So I'm telling you. Whoa. I'm just telling you. It's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe this these people who provide these stories for us just got a bureau in China. And, of course, if you got a billion people over there, you could probably find a story about just about anything.
That's true.
Happened in China. The guy was boozed up when he called in a fake police report. The police asked him why he did that, and he replied, probably in a language other than English, I want to be reunited with my friend and enjoy the peace of jail.
Goodness.
The peace of jail. What does that tell you about life in China?
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See him at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
UPS gets an unwelcome delivery. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. United Parcel Service is investigating a hacker attack. UPS says credit card data may have been stolen by cyber criminals who planted a virus on the computers at 51 UPS stores in 24 states. Big Wall Street banks are treating their newest employees a little better. The financial institutions have been under pressure to improve working conditions for junior workers. The Wall Street Journal says pay increases go into effect next year. Starting pay could be raised by 20% to 25% at some firms. Don't believe everyone you see strutting around in athletic clothing actually works out. The Wall Street Journal says the apparel industry has coined a new term. Athleisure refers to people who don't work out but dress as if they do. Yoga wear is especially popular. Sales of yoga apparel rose 45% last year. Actual yoga participation was up 4.5%. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Think you can't afford an amazing office for your business in the best buildings nationwide? Think again. Think Regis. Regis removes the hassles and costs that come with office space. Just call 1-800-OFFICES for a quick quote. Pick from any of their 2,000 prestigious locations and you can start working immediately. Regis offices are fully furnished, staffed, and ready to go. No upfront cash required and no long-term commitments. Right now, they're offering 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES and start.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. Good morning. It's 626. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Yesterday, you know, there's a little bit of rain still in the area, but they've squeezed that all out of the forecast now. Pretty much in our pattern. Upper 90s near 100 for our high, low temperature around 77 or so. And the winds will be up, though, a little bit today, about 25 miles an hour, which will help because the heat index is going to be close to 104, 105. So we'll see. Wind speed right now out of the south at 8, 90% relative humidity. Mostly cloudy skies. We've got 78 out there.
Making big changes in order to improve yourself is hard to sustain, so maybe making small changes is the way to go. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. When you think about it, making small changes may be the best way to improve yourself.
It's like saving small change in a jar every day adds up. Small changes in your life add up. Making small changes, one at a time, adds up to a better you physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Larry Turkell, co-author of the book, Small Change.
Take a diet, for example. Some people try and change their entire diet all at once. We say take one meal, take lunch, make one change in that meal, and if that's a change that you can sustain, you will have changed thousands of meals over your lifetime. If you would replace your soda fountain drink with water, you would save gallons of carbonated sugar. You would drink gallons of water, save up to $500 if you're eating out, and 50,000 calories a year.
And that's just one small change that anyone can make.
If you make that change, and then the next month make another small change while sustaining the first one, it's like compound interest. You are getting better and better all the time.
And there are so many very small changes you can make.
Just smiling. Smiles connect to a part of the brain that brings well-being and satisfaction. And the more you start to use those muscles, the more natural it becomes and the more it begins to change everything.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Intimate Gathering season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $138. The Swingle Singers, the Capitol Steps, the Five Browns Holiday, In the Heat of the Night, and the Great Gatsby. The Intimate Gathering series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and Carbach Brewing Company. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. More than 300 people attending the BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook briefing heard the oil and gas industry is in a renaissance. The head of the Texas A&M Department of Petroleum Engineering, Dan Hill, expects the current production boom will continue until the next big discovery.
One of our professors has a cute phrase, like to say that, you know, the Stone Age did not end because we ran out of stones. It ended because something better came along, better technology. The only thing that will slow the activities we see in Texas will be an oil price collapse, which is possible. It's happened many times before. And historically, every time there's been a major new source of oil supply discovered in the world, the price collapsed.
Exploration in cities and suburban areas has been around for only a few years. O.B. O'Brien with Apache Corporation says they're working to be a good neighbor with those landowners.
Back when, you know, we were all out in West Texas and you only had to deal with guys who owned 30,000 acres, and the only thing you had to do to keep the locals happy was to build a dirt road back to his back goat pasture, our guys were fine. And one of the things that we talk about in my part of the industry, in governmental affairs and communications, if we could just send our land people and some of our hands to charm school for 3 or 4 days and get them used to actually dealing with people instead of cattle and horses and coyotes, then we'd be a lot better off.
In the last 6 months, there have been 323 oil and gas permits issued in Brazos, Madison, Burleson, and Grimes counties. College Station Parks and Recreation and the Convention and Visitors Bureau have scored a big touchdown. The state 7-on-7 football tournament will return to Veterans Park next year. The CVB's Kendra Fry says everything fell into place for the first year at the new location.
And those two synthetic fields that Veterans Park has were dynamite. I mean, they helped us in so many ways. We had one extra turf field that we were able to kind of keep as our follow-up field in case we needed to give a rest to one of the others because of the wear and tear. We were able to move to another one. And I think that plus the service that, you know, and the hospitality that they received when they were here in Bryan College Station, all of that put together made the perfect storm, and here they come back in 2015.
The event had been held for 14 years on the A&M campus, but due to NCAA rule changes, was moved off campus to Round Rock last year. Last month, the three-day event drew more than 2,500 players and more than 13,000 visitors. More rain means more mosquitoes. In College Station, city crews will be fogging areas where mosquitoes tested positive last week for the West Nile virus. Mayor Nancy Berry reminds residents to remove standing water wherever possible and encourages the use of mosquito dunks.
If your HOA can participate in the mosquito abatement program from the city, if you want to contact Barbara Moore at 764-6262, it's our free larvae dunks. Those are the things you can put in standing water and kill off the mosquitoes.
Fogging operations will continue in College Station as long as positive tests are received about mosquitoes carrying West Nile. As promised by his attorney, a Navasota man charged with first-degree murder in the death of his wife appeared at the Grimes County Jail. Kelly Armstrong was released less than 2 hours after posting a $150,000 bond. A news release from Grimes County District Attorney Tuck McLean did not disclose what happened before Kelly Armstrong called 911 early Monday morning to report his wife, Autumn, had been shot in their home. McLean says an autopsy confirmed the victim died of a single gunshot to her right thigh. What's believed to be the weapon was found on the bed next to the victim. McLean says the arrest warrant was issued following numerous interviews conducted by Navasota police. A tipster is in line for a reward up to $3,000 after helping the Department of Public Safety find a Bryan man on the lam for more than a year. DPS reports 28-year-old Ezekiel Harris says he was captured the day after he was placed on the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. Harris, who was caught in Ennis, was wanted for failing to comply with sex offender registration requirements. That followed a conviction 10 years ago for the sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl in Brenham. Governor Perry has waived a Friday court appearance and has formally issued not guilty pleas to charges that he abused his power in vetoing millions of dollars for state prosecutors who investigate public corruption cases. From Nacogdoches, the county judge has given himself a $24,000 pay cut as residents face possible higher property taxes. The Nacogdoches Daily Sentinel says Mike Perry has submitted an affidavit to be paid the same as county commissioners, which is about $52,000. Perry, who took office earlier this year, says he did not run for a job. He didn't run for the job for what it paid anyway. Total compensation tops $76,000. Perry says he promised to balance the county budget, and he feels other people, if other people sacrifice, he should too. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Well, ever since they opened up, we've been telling you about the Sleep Number store and how you can find out what your sleep number setting is by going in there and laying down on this mattress. It demos it for you, and they change the numbers until you get your pressure points disappear on the screen that's up implanted in the ceiling. That's how you get started. You find out what your sleep number is, and then we've told you about the technology they have, the dual chamber technology, so that you have your own setting, your sleep partner has their setting, and they obviously are different in most cases. My current sleep number setting is 65 most all the time, but of course you can change that as you want to, as you need to. And we've told you about Sleep IQ technology, which is something that was introduced a couple of months ago, that basically tracks and allows you to make adjustments to your sleep so that you get a better night's sleep. So, you know the sleep number story, because we've been telling you about that. Now let's talk about price, because right now this is the biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale. You can save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. So it's a great time for you to stop in and visit them at the Sleep Number store. They're located right there next to Aspen Dental and across from Chick-fil-A at the near the intersection of Texas and Harvey. So no better sleep. You'll find it at the Sleep Number store.
In today's economic environment, some banks tell you how safe it is to bank with them. Brenham National Bank believes the old adage, the proof is in the pudding, tells the story. Brenham National Bank has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 81 years, and we think that speaks for itself. The next time your bank moves or changes its name, think about moving your business to us. Brenham National Bank, serving our customers since 1933. That's what we Member FDIC.
You already know Team of Navasota is the place to find nice prices on new vehicles. And now Team of Navasota is home to the largest pre-owned dealership in the Brazos Valley. At the Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, choose from over 175 pre-owns, every make, every model, backed by a nice price guarantee. Need financing? We can help. Stop in today to browse our extensive selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, 7908 Highway 6, or call 936-825-1051.
Good morning, it's 6:38 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com to see their specials.
This morning, the residual shower and thunderstorm activities over western and central Louisiana. For us today, partly to mostly sunny, dry and hot, 95 to 100. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine continues tomorrow. It's another hot day, highs 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. High pressure will strengthen over the region through Saturday. Sunshine and very warm Saturday, a high around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Swarming to the ball hasn't been a problem. Everyone's kind of gang tackling. We forced a lot of fumbles this camp.
That's sophomore linebacker Jordan Mastrogiovanni talking about the A&M defense in preparation for the South Carolina game. Yesterday was media day. We'll have more on that. Little League World Series, Major League Baseball, and a whole lot more. We'll do it for you here in sports here in 11, 12 minutes or so.
So immigrants who have purchased their health insurance through the federal marketplace could basically lose their coverage next month.
Yep.
If they can't verify their citizenship records.
Yep.
Ruh-roh.
Possibly because they shouldn't have had it in the first place.
Oh, that's no, insensitive.
Just, don't be saying that.
No, that's frugal. I'm saving.
You're frugal.
Mean-spirited.
Oh, no, I love them.
Yeah, okay. The outstanding notices highlight the challenges of actually signing up individuals who have recently become U.S. citizens or permanent residents, or neither. Texas is a home, of course, to a large immigrant population. Health advocates helping the state's minority population say they've been working to overcome language barriers. Hey, learn our language, okay? Technical issues.
Scott!
I know, and lowered awareness as to who is eligible and who can obtain coverage.
Lowered awareness in government?
Yeah,
I know. You must be joking.
Really. Throughout the summer, HHS has resolved thousands of inconsistencies, but last week, 52,700 Texans received final notice that they still need to verify their citizenship status. That's the highest count of final notices from any state, with the exception of the crazy state of Florida.
Okay, this is me making a shocked face.
Okay, yeah, really. So there you go, and you can bet that they'll be coming in droves, or maybe not. I mean, when you consider there are a whole lot of folks who are eligible to vote in the state of Texas and don't, for the very reason that they're scared about the situation.
So if you like your health care or need health care,
yeah,
you can have it.
Yeah.
Unless you're an illegal alien.
That's right.
You think the president's...
Excuse me, an undocumented worker.
Oh, don't correct me after the two of you being so ugly.
Yeah.
You guys are just vile, hateful people.
That's right. So, hey, kudos to the president for sounding like a president yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Man.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, talking about the beheading of James Foley. I mean, he said, He said these folks have no ideology of value to human beings. Their ideology is bankrupt. He said it is clear. Let's be clear about ISIL. They have rampaged across cities and villages, killing innocent, unarmed civilians in cowardly acts of violence. They abduct women and children, subject them to torture, rape, and slavery. They've murdered Muslims, both Sunni and Shia. By the thousands, they target Christians and religious minorities, driving them from their homes and murdering them when they can for no reason other than they practice a different religion.
Wow. I agree.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
And he couldn't say anything different to just because he needs to justify those multiple airstrikes that we made.
Yep. And we did.
We did.
We seemed to respond. There seemed to have been some armaments that rained down upon those folks.
Yeah, they got kind of Gaddafi'd.
Yeah, well, a little bit. And we did find out about the failed rescue attempt, however.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but
they just weren't there.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah. That's they gotten their part of it done. It's just it was bad intel as far as
I'm sorry, that would have been Clinton then because it was like the aspirin fact. I mixed it up. Yeah. My apologies.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. So now we got that going on. And kind of interesting news having to do with Fast and Furious. Remember that?
Oh man.
It's amazing, isn't it, what gets blown off the front pages sometimes. But a U.S. district judge yesterday ruled that the Justice Department has to turn over a privileged log of documents that the agency has concerning Operation Fast and Furious.
Time to fire up the hard drive crusher.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this is just going to be a list of documents. It's not going to be the documents themselves.
Table of contents.
Right, something like that. And they'll go, ooh, this one looks good. Ooh, let's try this. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee will get that. October 1st is the deadline as to when they'll do that.
And something completely unrelated to seriousness.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi taking the ice bucket challenge. Have you seen that online?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's just a picture of the Wicked Witch after she got just the hat sitting.
Excellent.
It's a great meme.
That's very good. Wonder who put that up.
Oh, I don't know, but it's all over the place.
Outstanding. In his fight for his political life in 2014, Mark Pryor, he's a Democrat senator from Arkansas, is not running away from the controversies surrounding the Obama health care. He has unveiled a new television ad, which makes no bones about his support for some of the major changes. But at the same time, we'll see. His father, who was a very popular senator and governor, David Pryor, also talks about his son's battle with cancer. So that's where he's going. His opponent is Tom Cotton, who is a representative and has been pretty strident opponent to the Obamacare thing. So once again, one of those close races to watch. And I don't know that there's anything going on in Texas. That's kind of unusual that it's not, because obviously,
well, the governor got arrested. Everything after that, just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, you know, and that's then he pled not guilty. We're shocked over that.
How about a county judge taking a pay cut?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I did want to talk about that.
That's in Nacogdoches.
Judge Perry, Nacogdoches County, apparently they're going to be confronted with some tax increases in property taxes there, and he's decided that he's going to take a $24,000 cut in salary so that he's paid the same as the county commissioners. My first thought, is he running opposed in November? I mean, and if he's not, that'd be even more interesting.
Well, and I saw this on the AP Wire. I only noticed it because it was from my neck of the woods, Von Army, Texas, out near McDonough, which Von Army's the bigger one because it finally incorporated in 2008.
That's like Timpson, Tenaha, Bobo, and Blair up in the East Texas.
Yeah, okay. Their energy production's doing so well there. They're making all their money off of sales taxes. They're getting rid of the city property tax.
Oh.
They said they might bring it back if revenue falls, but, you know, it's neat to see.
I agree.
Municipalities saying, you know what, we don't need all the money we can scrape out of you.
Very much. I think that's an outstanding idea. Unfortunately, it takes, you know, smaller areas to do that.
Well, sure.
But when you have that windfall, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and that's true, too.
The rainy day fund, they may need to put together a rainy day fund. But, and you know, as we heard in the story about the energy business, it will go away.
Uh-huh.
There will be another discovery. It's not going to be here forever, but, you know, decide what you need to do. And, you know, and again, as long as they're taking care of their infrastructure needs,
yep,
I think
yep.
that's what obviously we're going to be struggling with here to make sure that our infrastructure is still okay, most especially roads and stuff, when these big old trucks are gone and the dollars that are coming along with it. But in the meantime, let's enjoy that. 647.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
Have you been looking for that new or used piece of equipment? From August 11th through 30th, you'll find incredible discounts on all type of equipment, from utility vehicles to zero-turn mowers, tractors, tillage, hay equipment, cotton pickers, and combines. Cash or finance, we want to help you find the easiest way to purchase equipment that's right for you. Join Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas, August 11th through the 30th. For a complete list of equipment specials, visit us on the web at www.cptractor.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
In any plant category, it's tough to list the best 10 or the best 15 plants since there usually are many more opportunities. I'm going to discuss, though, in the next few minutes, such an attempt. Each of the plants I'm talking about should thrive under any but the very darkest of indoor growing conditions. The best low-light houseplants right after this message.
This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to that heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your plants healthy. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. You need to look for Scotts Halts brand crabgrass preventer in the fall. You put it down the first week of September, and it will prevent the germination of rescue grass ryegrass and annual bluegrass Poa annua. Great products from Scotts Miracle-Gro.
Even with the precaution of good variety choice, you should always choose houseplants that have been acclimated. Buy plants that have been grown in shaded greenhouses or held indoors in lower light intensities for a month or 2 months. These are some of the plants I would grow if I were growing plants indoors, and I do, and these are my stars. I have Eglionemus, some of the easiest and my favorites. These are clump-forming plants with very short stems. There are several varieties, many with silvery variegation. Silver Queen is the old-fashioned one. There are a lot of others out there on the market. The leaf forms vary just a little bit, and I'm even seeing some in recent years that have pink and red cast to their leaves. Aglaonemus Chinese evergreens, they may be my favorite interior houseplant. Sansevierias are second in that list. These are called mother-in-law's tongue, or they're sometimes called snake plant. I have a collection in my greenhouse of about 65 different species and varieties. Not all of them, though, commonly available in the nursery trade. There are about 8 or 10 that are. These are good low-light plants. They grow slowly. They're very powerful. You have to keep them in very strong clay pots, and you'll have to repot them periodically, or they'll break the pots apart. But they are very durable indoors in low light and in rather dry soils. Sansevierias. Pothos are vining plants, with devil's ivy being the most common type. Where it has bright yellow variegation, the slower-growing variety called Marble Queen has white variegation. Yet another reasonably common type is Pictus, P-I-C-T-U-S, with olive drab leaves that are marked with silver streaks. I like the original, the common one, best. Devil's ivy, the giant devil's ivy, giant leaf pothos, do you ever see that? It's the very same variety, just grown vertically. The leaves get bigger and bigger when they're grown upright. Philodendrons are excellent plants in lower light, especially the vining types, and there are some wonderful types with orange and bronze and even purplish new growth. The larger self-heading types, like Philodendron psylloum, need very bright light, but the vining philodendrons are good in low light. And spathiphyllums or peace lilies are wonderful low-light plants, and they also bloom beautiful white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers a couple of times every year. I'm Neil Sperry. Plan your fall landscaping makeover. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. With next week's kickoff against South Carolina on Thursday night, Aggie football has to rearrange things a little bit. Its media day was yesterday and not the week of the actual game. Sophomore linebacker Jordan Mastrogiovanni says the Aggie defense is doing a lot better job of finding the ball, forcing turnovers, and he attributes a lot of that to just being in better shape.
I think that also goes back into the summer. Something that Coach Jackson stressed this summer was getting in really good shape. You're having high conditioning level, and I think that's shown. I think there were times last year where, you know, guys would get out of breath, and that obviously affects, you know, how you swarm to the ball. So I think everyone's in really good shape now, and we're also a lot bigger, faster, stronger. So swarming to the ball hasn't been a problem. Everyone's kind of gang tackling. We forced a lot of fumbles this camp, so we're hoping that carries over into the season.
The sophomore linebacker was mentioning improvements on defense. How about on the other side of the ball? Left tackle Cedric Obwehi says he likes what he's seeing from the Maroon Goons.
We have three guards who are playing really good. Garrett, Jarvis, of course, and Cheek. And also Stukey's a guy who's a younger guy. He's stepping up. He's doing a great job so far.
Kickoff against the ninth-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks is just 7 days away. And the broadcast for that game, of course, on WTAW. Former Texas A&M men's tennis All-American Austin Krajicek advanced to the U.S. Open quarterfinals yesterday afternoon against 13-seed Norbert Gombos of Slovakia. The U.S. Open qualifying tournament typically includes players ranked between 105 and 250 in the world. Texas A&M Athletics has announced its multimedia rights holder Learfield Sports is going to launch a dedicated Spanish network for Aggie football featuring radio stations in San Antonio, Houston, El Paso, and McAllen. A&M incoming freshman Maddie Sezik is tied for 14th after two rounds in the Youth Olympic Games taking place in China. The Allen High graduate posted a pair of two over par rounds that wrap up play later today. In Major League Baseball, Robbie Grossman snapped a seventh inning tie with a two-run single that sent the Houston Astros to a 5-2 win last night. The Stros did more than damage the New York playoff chances with their fourth victory in five meetings this season. Houston has finished with the worst record in the majors each of the last 3 years. The Astros wrap up the series with New York in a matinee today. First pitch is at 12:05. Nick Martinez allowed two runs over six innings in his homecoming as a Texas Ranger and roughed up Miami starter Nathan Eovaldi early on the way to a 5-4 win over the Marlins. Martinez attributed the success to getting a lot more reps on the mound.
You know, I think it's just a learning experience. I'm getting used to pitching out there and thinking on my feet and thinking a lot quicker out there. And just being on the same page with Gio and both my catchers, Robson Trino.
Texas has the night off to prepare for a red-hot Kansas City Royals team tomorrow. First pitch there at 7:05. In the Little League World Series, star pitcher Monet Davis just wasn't enough to hold off Las Vegas. They beat Philadelphia 8-1. That puts Las Vegas in Saturday's U.S. title game and sends Philadelphia into the elimination game tonight against Chicago. In NASCAR, Tony Stewart is sitting out yet another race, Saturday's race at the high-banked Bristol Motor Speedway. Jeff Burton will replace him in the number 14 Chevy. This is the third straight Sprint Cup event that Stewart has skipped since his car struck and killed Kevin Ward Jr. during a dirt track race 3 weeks ago in New York. And finally, from ESPN.com, Auburn football fans might finally be able to take a little revenge against Harvey Updike. Updike, the Alabama fan who infamously poisoned Auburn's beloved oak trees at Toomer's Corners in 2010, has agreed to appear at a charity event in Mobile in which fans will be allowed to either dunk him in a dunking booth or throw pies at his face. Updike's wife, Elva, said, quote, his daughter said he needed to do it because it will show that he's not a big a nut as some people believe. He told them that they could do whatever they wanted to him as long as they were raising money for kids. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
And there's no better time to hit the road than right now at the free Labor Day sale at RV Station in Bryan. You may ask yourself, self, why a pre-Labor Day sale?
Because you might want to use your new camper this Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off the couch and hit the road with your family in a brand new Jayco J-Flight 28 BHBE.
Just $198 a month.
Let's hit the road.
Gather up all your Labor Day toys and hit the road in a Keystone Raptor toy hauler. It's a $395 LEV, folks.
Take $34,800 off.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, you can save thousands on our entire massive inventory at RV Station and Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Shop us 24/7, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 2942, sale price $21,995, 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT&L. Keystone number 2547, sale price $69,995.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan-College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
It's the weather brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-day service sets overtime coverage for you and your family without paying overtime charges. Get home, unit's not working. Give them a call, 690-2278. They'll get somebody out that day. Look for a high today, 98, 99, something like that. Matter of fact, all the way through Monday, no mention of rain in the forecast. Lows around 77 or so. 79 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.